Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, and welcome to Topical Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. My rhino of the day is this matchbook from a time that I found myself in Vegas for some kind of business trip and conference. There's a lot of those in Vegas. And I said, hey, you know what? I got to make a special trip over to this strip club that, because I had seen some kind of flyer or something, there's actually a strip club called the Rhino. It's called the Spearman Rhino, and I had to go in there on the way to the airport, and the last day, it's like the middle of the day, and there's pretty much nobody in there, so these girls are like descending on me like crazy. Oh, do you want to go? Do you want to dance? Do you want to that? Yeah, no. Do you have like a napkin, book of matches? Like, I collect rhinos, and I just want my souvenir rhino. Now, back in the day, my 9 years of door-to-door sales career, man, we loved those places. I mean, we would go in and it's like they got to launder their money somewhere. And so whatever we had, they were doing a lot of Christmas shopping. Like, we go in there, and pretty much the manager would be like, you know, shoving us right in the, you know, don't disturb the customers or anything or take their money. We want that. So go right back into that dressing room and show them whatever you got. And they're like, oh, I got nieces and nephews. I'll take 8 of those teddy bears. And the next week I'll take 4 of those briefcases. I'll take 12 of those watches. And guess what they always paid in? Singles, of course. Tons of singles, of which I was hesitating to handle those. Have an idea where they had been. But I digress. That's not a topic for today of Topical Tuesday. And thanks for the likes. Donna's here. Jerdog is here. And thanks for, I think that's Jerdog with the likes, a professional comedian. So it's a good thing I stopped attempting to even be amusing at all. So, however, today's Topical Tuesday is a quite amusing topic. I mean, it is craziness. I mean, now Hillary Clinton is on this book tour. I think I talked about that last Topical Tuesday. And she's going all over the place, and you just can't get away from her. It's been almost a year since she lost the most embarrassingly, humiliatingly ridiculous, you can't lose this possibly election. I mean, this all-time seasoned, I've done everything I had to do and kissed every butt and, you know, got everyone to give me every political position there is to groom myself. I mean, she moved to New York State, where she'd never even probably visited her whole life, just because that was where you want to go to be that liberal senator taking over for Patrick Moynihan or whoever. So, you know, she did everything she had to do to get the whole thing, and then the whole party like was rigging all the election and doing whatever. And of course, the media's all in the tank, and the entertainers are all in the tank, and the whole establishment's all in the tank, and everyone's in the tank. And then lo and behold, what'd you do? How'd you lose to someone who's never even run for town, city, community organizer? I mean, he never ran for even the most ridiculous, meaningless position there is on earth. So how do you lose to that guy? And in fact, that's a reminiscent of last time she did lose to a guy who had, like, you know, 2 years of experience in the Senate before that, a community organizing radical. Like, how do you lose to 2 complete newbie, non-seasoned, no experience contestants running against you? Because you suck. However, for some reason, she is still claiming like it's some kind of positive badge of honor, but I won the positive vote. All her, I don't know, what do you call them? I know what you call the never-Trumpers, or the anti-Trumpers. What do you call the pro-Hillarys? It's just as ridiculous. But they're all sitting there, thanks for the likes. Hey, Jake is here. They're all talking about, oh, but she won the popular vote, as if that's a good thing. Oh, yeah, and I saw it on the news from this award show the other day, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, the Tonys, or something was going on, and they're like, well, she won the popular vote, some comedian said. I'm like, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Here's the deal. If you win the popular vote by, like, millions of votes, but you lose the election, you suck. That just means you suck even worse. That means you have the worst strategy on earth. That's like bragging, hey, in the baseball game, you know, we out-hit them by like double the hits. Yeah, but we didn't score enough runs. We lost the game. Then you suck. Like, you're not clutch at knocking in those runs. Like, oh, we got 20 hits. We only scored 3 runs. Like, then you suck. Like, oh, how about in football? We ran them up and down the field, man. We gained 500 yards, so they're 150. But they beat us 27-22. Like, because we suck. We must have awful strategy that we can lose when we were dominating and should have won. We dominated in the meaningless statistics. How bad was our strategy that we won the game? So what's this got to do with business? Here's the deal. For a totally different reason, you don't want to win the popular vote in business either. You don't want your phone to ring off the hook with lots of calls if they're crappy calls, which by definition, lots of calls usually means you're sacrificing. You're going for quantity and you're sacrificing the quality. I used to say that they were like, I remember my days with the Yellow Pages. It was especially true. I'd go in, and these people with the crappiest ads in the world, because the last rep or every rep they ever dealt with had would care less about putting an effective ad in. They just wanted to make the sale, get their commission, and get on to the next one. And screw that guy, and let's go screw another one. But I was like, they're like, oh, I'm not getting any calls. I'm like, because your ad sucks. They're like, well, you know, I'm not getting any calls. I go, here's the deal. It's the easiest thing in the world to get a lot of calls from any ad. You want a lot of calls? Why don't you just say free pizza with every call? There, see? I can put a headline in your ad that says, I'm a plumber, and call for a free estimate and a free pizza to everyone who gets a free estimate. There, then you'll get a lot of calls. Is that what you want? No. You don't want to win the popular vote. You don't want lots of anything. How about even just, okay, Steve, that's stupid. I know you're saying that's a stupid example, Steve. No plumber would ever do that. Okay. Well, how about, do you want more customers? Let's say there's plumber A and plumber B. And plumber A complains, man, that plumber B has a lot more customers than me. That's good. Let him win the popular vote and have a lot more customers. I'll take the less customers because I'll take the better customers. I'll go to the customers that are going to do they're doing a renovation. They're putting in they're making the basement an in-law basement, or they're putting in this room. So they're actually putting in a new thing. They need a lot of plumbing done, or they're building a $3 million home and they need 8 bathrooms and there's lots of plumbing and an outdoor shower for the pool and an outdoor kitchen with a refrigerator and a downstairs basement with a bar and they need lots of plumbing going on. Like, how many of those jobs do you need? I'll take one a month of those. While you run around like a lunatic on your $75 trip charges to fix a leaky toilet, and you know, you're driving all the way out there, and then you're billing them, and you're doing all the paperwork, and you're running their credit cards, and you're answering the phones, you're dealing with all these customers. By the way, the more quantity, low-priced customers, or everyone knows, if you've had any good customers, they're the worst, and the high-paying customers are the best ones to have, and they'll refer you, like refers like, they'll refer you to other ones. They'll say, hey, you know, there's a doctor down the street who's also renting his house, and he needs $50,000 worth of plumbing. Why don't you go see him? So I don't want to win the popular vote business either, okay? And there's an easy way to do it. You want to get more customers? I guarantee you more customers. Just put in your plumbing ad. We charge $3 an hour. $3 an hour, put a big headline. $3, in fact, no, not even $3 an hour. What am I, crazy? No, $3 an hour. Put a big headline and say, all service calls, $5. $5 will fix anything, plus parts. You know, put an asterisk, plus parts. But labor, it's a flat $5 charge for anything. Hey, you'll win the popular vote, dude. You'll have more customers than every plumber in town. And you'll be miserable, just like Hillary Clinton and all of her ridiculous supporters that still, and I don't think they ever will, get over the election, and they say like it's a positive, but she won the popular vote. She got millions more votes, but her strategy was so bad that she lost the actual election. It's as if, like, going in, her campaign managers didn't know the rules. Oh, I didn't know there's such a thing as, like, an electoral. I didn't know that. All we did was try and win the popular. No, you knew the rules, and you lost miserably. So don't compound that by going, like, not only did we lose, but we're so horrendously bad at strategy that there are more Democrats registered, there are more Democrats that voted and millions more that voted for our candidate, and we still lost. We suck. And that's it for Topical Tuesday. I've had enough fun for one day. Rob Hunt is here, juiced by you. And Rob Hunt did my first interview. I was just speaking about my 9 years in my door-to-door sales days, and a first interview I did when I walked in the door was with Rob Hunt. So without Rob, I wouldn't have had all these stories that I'm always able to tell, and I wouldn't have had all that fun and all that experience, and it wouldn't be anywhere near as good at influence and sales and business as I am today. So thank you, Rob. And Jig says, thanks, that was fun. That was fun, wasn't it? And we'll be back for another fun one tomorrow. It's Wisdom Wednesday. I will share a piece of wisdom other than, don't think it's a good thing to lose the race, the election, but win the popular vote. I'll have a different word of wisdom for you tomorrow. Thanks. And Cherdog has something here. And I got, as always, I got to put on my glasses here to read this stuff. Cherdog, you're on a solid roll. See, now, isn't that awesome? You have a professional, a fantastic, an accomplished professional comedian claiming I'm on a roll somehow. I don't even remember what I said or what I did, but I was having fun and holy cramoly, like, and actually, you know, people did say during my 9 years the daughter says, you ought to be a stand-up comedian. My response always was the same. I am. And there's a $5 cover charge and you get a teddy bear. And then I go to the next door. So, or I would just say, leave my looks out of this. And those are kind of the two things I would say. And that's about it. So, unlike Jerdog or other real comedians that could stand up on stage for an hour and make people laugh, I got like two jokes in the repertoire, and one is just my looks. So, what the heck? I guess I won't win the popular vote of best looking guy. All right, that's enough for today. Thanks for all the likes. Thanks for being here, everyone. And I'll see you tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday. Over and out. That's all.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.